morning. As a parish minister, I am very often asked, is this a good world or a bad world? I often think it's like asking, is a zebra a white animal with black stripes or a black animal with white stripes? There's both good and bad mixed up together in this world. Marxists believe in inevitable progress, that things can only get better. But most of us probably suspect inevitable decline is more likely. The older generation, in every generation, always laments that standards are falling. There's a letter from Socrates to Plato in ancient Greece, and you'd have thought it was written last week, about the youth of today and declining standards. The Bible tells us that God is a good creator and that he created a good world. But then it tells us about the great fall in the human race due to sin. But then it tells us the good news that God has forgiven us and given us a new start through the life, death, and rising again of Jesus. And God the Holy Spirit breathes new life into dry bones to help us to live good lives, just as God originally meant us to be. However, as we try to live our good lives, there's plenty of bad all around us, and we are sorely tempted. We live with an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other, and we feel like piggy in the middle in a perpetual tug of war. So in answer to the original question, is this a good or a bad world? All things considered, I would put it like this. The night sky has vast areas of black space punctuated by little twinkling stars. Is the darkness obscuring the light? Or is the twinkling starlight illuminating the dark sky? John chapter 1 in the Bible says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will never extinguish it. God himself, the creator and sustainer of all the created order, promises that.